In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So this is the first Sunday of Advent, and if you have been around liturgical churches very long, you've probably heard that Advent is a season of waiting. And you might ask, waiting for what? But our colleague today helpfully suggests that we are waiting in part for the coming of the baby Jesus, right? Christmas, the 12 days of Christmas, in fact. And we're also waiting for Jesus' second coming, right? When he will come again to judge the living and the dead. But I would like to suggest to you this morning that Advent and this posture of waiting is not just a season of 4 weeks in our liturgical year, but it is in fact a characteristic of the entire Christian life. It's part of what it means to practice Christianity. Now, a lot of folks like to talk about the end of the world, right? You know, there are books and there are movies. And a lot of that comes from a very specific interpretation of John's Revelation, that last book of the Bible, which has some very strange and difficult visions that make for good cinematography. And it may be that time will indeed end one day, just as it has been envisioned by some. But I'm pretty sure that your time and my time will certainly come to an end, right? Just as we have seen it happen all around us all the time. And sometimes that end is expected, and we see it, and it approaches very slowly, and we have time to work with it. And sometimes those ends come unexpectedly, don't they? And those can be really difficult. I presided at a funeral yesterday where somebody was, you know, doing okay, but just suddenly took a turn for the worse. And that's how it goes. And so the disciples asked Jesus, when, you remember 2 weeks ago, we were still in the book of Luke for our Gospels. Last year, that last liturgical year. And the disciples were commenting about the beautiful temple and all the dedication plaques. And Jesus said, don't put your trust in that because this thing is going to be flattened. Right? He saw war coming. And the disciples said, when will that be? And Jesus said, we don't know. I don't know. You don't know. Knowing when that's going to be isn't the thing. Instead, the thing is to be prepared so that when it does happen, you're ready. The comparison that Jesus draws is of a homeowner who's about to be robbed. And since thieves are usually not polite enough to call and ask, hello, how would next Tuesday be for me to sack your house? Right? Since they don't make appointments to rob one's house, then it becomes important to lock your doors every time you leave, doesn't it? And so Jesus similarly tells us that we can align our lives with God. We can invest our lives in life with God, with the values of God, or we can choose not to. Right? We can devote our time and our energy and our attention to success, and we can define that success in terms of money or esteem or security. Right? And that might lead us to work long hours. That might lead us to make shrewd decisions. It might lead us to bend the rules in our own favor or to drive a hard bargain when we can get away with it. Such devotion might choose us to sometimes choose work over family or choose sports practice over spiritual practice or to choose opportunities to gain over opportunities to give. Or, says Jesus, we can invest our time and our energy and our attention in eternity. We can invest in a life in God's kingdom. And we make that investment, just like we do the others, by spending our time, by spending our energy, by spending our attention, but in different things, right? And some of those things would be the practices of the church, the things that we gather to practice and to develop our skills at and to invest our efforts in. Things like prayer, things like giving, things like service. And in doing these things together as a community, we make progress in our pursuit of what we've decided success looks like for us. And so the invitation from Jesus is to make a conscious choice, right? To weigh out the pros and the cons and to decide what it is that you really want. And then to pursue that wholeheartedly, to go after it, give yourself to it. Now the good news, right? And the good news of our new liturgical year and this season of Advent and season of waiting is that you and I have both been given time to make those choices. We have been given opportunity. And we've been given not just opportunity, but we've been given instruction in God's Word. We have been given a community of supportive fellow travelers on this journey so that we can encourage one another and compare notes and talk about what works for you and what works for me and how we can help each other along. We have been given a promise. Right? I'm amused every time by your mutual funds and different financial instruments that advertise and want your investment. And they always have to say, well, past returns are not necessarily indicative of future returns, right? In other words, we're not making any promises. But we, friends, have received promises. We heard those promises in our very first reading from the prophet Isaiah centuries ago. And Isaiah said that many will make their choices and many will choose God. And those who choose God will find that this yields for them a dividend of peace, a dividend of well-being and esteem and security, all those things that we are all seeking. Right? It is those who invest in God who will find that they are at liberty to beat their swords into plowshares, to do something more useful, instead of slaughtering people to plant the ground and to raise crops to feed people. And so Advent is a time where we get to wait, yes, but we're not just waiting for a baby to be placed in the creche on Christmas Eve. And we're not just waiting for the end of the world someday. Instead, we are waiting for the kingdom to come into our hearts. And the good news is that Jesus is not waiting. Right? Jesus will come today, does come today, to every heart that invites him in, that welcomes him. And we welcome Jesus in part by the practices that we engage in as Christians, the ways that we invest in eternity, the opportunities we have to experience life in God's kingdom even today. And so Advent is a reminder that waiting is not just something that we do, but it is a characteristic of the Christian life. It is a way of life. It is a posture of readiness and engagement already in the kingdom of God. And it is in that readiness, that current engagement and investment in our life with God, that we will meet God and we begin already to discover the fulfillment of God's promises in our lives. Amen.